The Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise
Guys. This is the Rise Guys.
Just laugh my ass off every morning. I mean, it's just so funny.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Mail's in. Our sacks about to overflow because we got a big old load. The Rise Guys mail sack.
That big old sack.
You're gonna laugh, you're gonna shout. You won't believe what comes out. The Rise Guys mail sack.
Yeah, can I play with your sack, man?
Display your dirty underwear. And we might be on the air. The Rise Guys mail sack.
That big old sack. Pickle it.
The Rise Guys at AOL.com. That's how you can email us. Makes sense.
It's getting full, too, man. It gets flooded.
A lot of people hitting it up.
Let's see, that sounds fake.
No, it really is. That's how we, that's how old Pop Out of the Slayer Man dude got in touch with us. Pop Out of the Slayer Man. He even sent us a copy of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
There's always something in there you don't expect. There's usually a lot of a-hole emails.
Right. Well, we get a lot of them on our work email, too.
Yep. We really do.
Hate emails.
Or you just, I mean, some dude, I tell you, I brought this up to Fatboy the other day. I was like, read this email right here. Tell me, am I wrong to take this out of... Because when you read words, you can't... Unless it's like capitalized or underlined or... Sometimes people use things in air quotes. It comes off. It's like they're quoting you, so they're being like a dick about it. I was like... I'm sending this email. Am I a dick? Well, I don't think he meant it the way you think he meant it. And
yeah.
I'm like, Dad, blame it. I already sent the email. But also, it read kind of... I can't come up with a better word than dickheady.
Yeah.
Dickheadish?
Dickheadies.
I was trying to think, like, if I sent it, that's how I would take it. Like, okay, so-and-so is going to say this, all passive-aggressively and not really paying attention, which happens a lot with this person.
Right, but it was it looked like we dropped the ball on something and we didn't. The ball wasn't thrown to us or thrown. Kiss my ass.
I wish you could say how
I ain't going to.
How you were questioned in the very beginning.
Oh, I ignored that. You know what? I won't do that out of sheer embarrassment for the person involved. That's embarrassing, isn't it?
You got to pay attention to emails when you're on them.
You really do. Time, all kinds of things. All right, so I think what we'll do is there'll be three segments of the mail sack. Each segment will have a heat mail on it, which means it's an email that rips one of us apart that I think the person it's about should read. It would just make it, I don't know, more interesting to listen to. And also, again, if it's about Paige, she won't like get mad at me the rest of the show because I read it.
That's a good point. It might hit home more if you read your own criticism.
I think so. So, with that said, Fatboy, you want to go first?
Oh, like right off the bat, first heat mail?
No, I'll read it. I'll read a regular email, and then you go. We'll go out with a heat mail.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I'll go first.
Okay. This one right here, man, I've wrapped my brain around it, and I just have to realize, like, again, you can't read the email and understand the person's intent. Did they mean this? Did they mean that? What the hell did they mean? Like this one. The subject line says email.com, but email is spelled with two M's. Email.com. That's the subject line, guys. Rise, guys. Please, for the love of God, bring back football picks. I love the hardcore challenge. You guys are awesome. I effing love listening to Fatboy doing sports. I'm a big fan of his. I listen to his sports report every day. P1 push, kush push. What is that even? If I didn't know any better, I'd think you sent it, Fatboy. But your email would even sound better than that.
That's written like somebody who just like, started out.
I effing love listening to Fatboy doing sports. I'm a big fan of his.
He does.
I listen to his sports reports every day.
Hear reports.
Report. That just sounds remedial at best.
It's a
but
real...
But there's a pot reference, kush push. So or is it just like a dumb stoner?
It's a real R-worded up structured
It
email.
Really is. Rex is with a W.
Like it's, I don't even... It's like a long haiku.
God is capitalized, so good on that. please, for the love of God, bring back football picks.
No,
I love the hardcore challenge.
Not the
you guys
love
are awesome. I effing love Fat Boy doing the sports. I love him. I'm a big fan of his. I listen to his sports reports every day.
He loves you.
I was thinking about this
he
the other
or she
day,
loves
actually.
You.
What are you thinking about?
Please don't.
The whole football pick of it, man.
I don't want to do it no more.
I don't
anymore.
Do it ever again.
We always get
lose.
Sucked into it. But if the bits are good, like, they'd have to be big, once a month, kind of fleshed out, big punishments.
Yeah. Yeah. I.
What are you going to do? Hang me outside?
We thought about it. We're going to hang you by your bra, but you'd have too much maneuverability to escape.
Maneuverability.
I'm going to remember you said that, because if it's like a month later and you start to get the itch when you see, you know.
No, please don't.
Because training camp's open this week. Football's here.
Yeah, I don't see that. It's more of a I don't feel the payoff is there. I really don't. Plus, people would say, like, man, no offense, but it's just really good when you guys just talk.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like saying, you know what? Jackass has had its place. It's blah, blah, blah. I mean, if every once in a while, you know, we want to.
Well, we got to do the one bit now that you've acquired a farm animal portfolio, if you will.
It's funny you say that. That's part of the heat mail for me. But speaking of heat mail, fire, 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 fire. Read
already?
It, Fat Boy. Burn, burn. This heat mail brought to you by the person who wrote it. I was going to give a sponsor to it, but I can't remember exactly what's said here, and I don't want to give a sponsor the free.
Let me thumb through the little thing.
You and you've seen yours. I'm not going to forward yours till right before. You won't read it. It's not. I mean, it's up to you to read it. But Fat Boy, you'll read that, right?
Yeah. Let me see if I can.
This is your heat email, Fat Boy.
Thumb through.
It's the one from
after
I believe
like
Doug.
Doug, it ain't that one, is it?
I don't know.
Hang on, Doug.
Hold on.
You might get skipped out.
Well,
let me see.
I tell you, guys.
Let's see if I got it.
We're in 2025. There shouldn't be so many misspellings. Like this one email, I'll read in a minute. But it's addressed to, first off, they left Paige out. They put, yo, Matt Man Nad Fat Boy.
What's
Nad.
I mean, and, but I understand that, but still, like, it's underlined in red underline. Like, that means it's misspelled. Not you got it right, dip ass. Yo, Matt Man, Nad Fat Boy. What the freak, man? It just drives me crazy.
Nad Fat Boy.
All right, I got it. Feel me.
Okay, come on.
Okay.
Do I tell you what it's about, or do I just read it? I thought you should get the subject first, right?
Whatever you would like to do, whatever is works for you, man.
I'll just read it because this is pretty explainable in the beginning. It says, "Hey, Rise guys, I got a new name for Fat Boy after hearing his Superman review. How about Lex Loser? Because they both bald as hell. Fat Boy, you need to get drug tested because there's no way you saw the same movie as Big Brown. That Superman flick was fire. Fat Boy's review sounded like it was written by a guy who fell asleep 12 minutes in and woke up at the end of the damn movie. Guess what, Dip F? Rotten Tomatoes has it high ratings, certified fresh. just shows the rest of us how much you don't matter.
God,
maybe,
you don't matter.
Oh, here's some. Oh, this is messed up. Maybe you should stick to reviewing barbecue joints and leave the superhero stuff to people who don't get out of breath walking into the theater.
Wait for this last part here.
Okay, let me.
I would censor it, certainly, yes.
I see what this is. Okay. E all of MA and.
I know.
I got to say
intent,
it, right?
The intent is not. It reads wrong. So E. E all of MA. So yeah. MA, Paige, don't say it, but mouth it. Do you get it? Okay, you got it. All right. And then.
E all of that. E all of MA. S my balls through my drawers.
Now see that right there. It sounds like you want them to defecate on you.
That's right.
But that's a different S.
Okay.
It's a reference. That's from Doug. That is.
Yeah.
Doug.
Look.
He spelled drawls with an L too, which is fine. Drawls.
Man, I don't know what people like in movies anymore. I saw that stupid-ass movie made another 50, 60 million bucks this past weekend.
What's its competition?
Smurfs?
Megan 2.0, is that shit?
This month has been like, you know, one movie every week. Like Fantastic Four is coming out this week.
Damn.
Happy Gilmore 2, but that's straight to Netflix. So it's been like every week. I don't know, man. Like, what do you...
Lex Luthor?
I know like superhero movies aren't really believable, but man, trying to make it like...
They're not believable.
Well, it's like, I hate so much special effects. And he fights like a lizard very first. I'll tell you, it's been out 2 weeks. Some lizard gremlin looking thing is stupid.
Green Goblin?
No, it's nothing. It's what James Gunn does. Like in Suicide Squad 2, you fight a big stupid ass starfish that shoots out little bitty starfishes at you. It's stupid. It makes no sense.
I'll equal myself to this so I can get some of the heat mail. Which one has the damn raccoon in it?
All Guardians. See, those are good, though.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, well, I wasn't attacking it. I just couldn't remember if it was an Avenger or one of them.
Is that the one?
Peacemaker is a what?
That's DC. But that was good. That was a fun show.
It's still a good show.
I like the one with Groot, too.
I just don't like a lot of specials. But I don't know. It's like, I didn't know it was going to drive somebody that nuts to email for me to do stuff with their body parts.
It's Republican, Democrat is DC and Marvel. Like, I bet you even like the nerd couples that are out there, you know, they're self-confessed nerds. Yeah. You know, they go to all the video game convention, all that stuff. And good on you. I mean, God bless you.
You dress up, you cosplay.
You cosplay to go to a video game convention. That's cool. But Rare is like, he's DC and she's in Marvel. I bet you those worlds don't intertwine.
I don't think so.
Mm-mm. No.
Plus, I mean, I did fall asleep, but I fall asleep a
lot.
You
did?
I fall asleep a lot, though. I did yesterday. I dropped my phone on my nuts.
At some point,
again.
It's good to.
Well, just like wherever I don't know why I don't do it in here. I don't sack out in here, but if I go home and just sit there, boom, I'm going to pass out. Plus, I play a game, too, that like hypnotizes you. And I used to not believe in hypnosis, but I think it's a real thing.
Hypnotism
now.
Is a word, too. What is? Don't say the game, then. I don't want you hypnotizing people.
It's just you shoot this ball at these bricks, and the ball goes back and forth and back and forth. And if I sit there
Are you playing
watch
Pong?
It, no. I start to like pass out. And my phone is where's
blood
my phone?
Sugar is low.
I drop my phone on my nuts every time I fall asleep. And it hurts.
Yeah, I bet. That's a heavy.
And that's what wakes me up.
Heavy phone.
Because like I can feel when I'm starting to daze or doze. I'm like, oh no, I'm gonna go to sleep. So I get up real quick and try to run around.
How about not sit down as soon as you get home? I don't mean that smart ass, but like,
well, you know,
it is exhausting to do this show. People are laughing right now, I know, but it is mentally exhausting.
It is.
It really is because you're trying to jam a lot in, and we don't always jam it in.
No.
Stuff we haven't done yet, but yeah, I fall asleep a lot. Just nod off.
What's the hours that you keep?
Well, see, that's the thing. Like,
do you ever get 8 hours of sleep?
No. See, I don't.
He doesn't.
Are you not? 8 hours is too much. Whoever tells you that,
they're
selling mattresses.
Epping moron.
Yeah,
you should.
I will fight him right now.
Mm-hmm.
I will dinosaur dropkick the piss out of whoever told you you're supposed to get 8 hours.
Sleep. I never do. I can't sleep that long.
They don't take that into consideration.
I try. Like, I have to knock myself out to sleep that long.
You cannot do it. It's too much.
I have to pee. Do it for you. I have to get up. It's just like not going to happen.
I'll put you in a rear naked choke.
A butt naked.
Somebody
take a break.
Wakes me up. Something wakes me up.
Yeah. I mean, no, but we have to.
I know.
I'm reading another one of the emails, and it's not even about us. It's about one of our listeners, and I don't want to read it because it's mean. It's like mean.
Why are people so
you might
mean?
As well keep the tone up if we're going to, you know.
Yeah, but nobody's looking for that on a Monday, especially like this. Like, maybe I'll text this listener first.
Oh, it's one of your buddies you're covering up for.
What?
I don't know what it's about.
This person didn't sign up for this. Like, when we're on here, like, you can throw all this mess at us, but like if the person just calls in, you know, and just happens to have funny sounds on their phone.
You don't want to piss everybody off.
I don't know if I'm gonna read that one.
I don't think
you know what, I won't text him, but if he's listening and you're okay with it, say that you're okay with it and we'll read that email about you big. Now
I hope he's a be okay with it, please.
In the meantime, Paige, do you want to read your heat mail next, or would you like to save yours for last? It's ladies' choice.
I'll do it. I don't care.
All right, Paige will read her heat mail, that is ripping her apart and more. I'll eventually get it too. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. Good morning, everybody.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Morgan Wallen?
No. We're going to play through to the first chorus. I don't know if you heard it yet or not.
Probably not. Racing? Oh.
It's
the
catchy.
The old recipe. Name drop a legend. A brand of alcohol. Talk about women.
It's catchy. That's
that's close. I'm a big fan, and I don't like that.
It's like Cole Swindell, and it was like a real story. You met Junior, and Junior's like, man, that's a cool song.
I believe it. I mean, but like them songs, like David Allan Coe was real bad at it. He would always mention who he was friends with. I'm friends with Johnny Cash and Hank Williams Jr. and name drop, like,
all of them.
And back then they were not collabs. They were not getting paid to mention, you know, Coors and
plus, did they
Jack.
Want? Did they want that association?
I don't know.
He wasn't really at their level, but he was kind of like doing some bits too.
Oh yeah,
you can argue he was the first Wheeler Walker. So they're like, hey, do we want to be on a co shout out?
God, man.
June Carter probably didn't like that much.
See, there's that song by Morgan Wallen. It's called 98 Braves. And that's it does a little bit of the same, but it's good. Because they mention like Chipper and Klesko. And I'm like, God, man, that's cool. This seems like.
So I don't know if he's writing it to. I guess he's writing it to his dad, but mentioned Dale Jr. I don't know.
I know, but like.
I'm not good at what stuff means.
They're really good. And this is. Just coming from the heart of it, like a big. I like Junior also, but I love Dale. Love Dale. I think Teresa has done a good, and I know a bunch of people hate my guts for saying this. I think she's done a good job about protecting his legacy. You know, he's not one of those guys that gets, his legacy gets plundered. You see T-shirts and, like, they won't allow them to make racing cards of him anymore. Like, they still make them of Bobby Allison. He died. Who passed? Talking about it in the group text.
White.
Rex White.
Yeah, that's who it was.
Rex White, 95 years old. Rest in peace.
Which I didn't know the connection to Jug's, I guess, uncle it was. They used to race together.
I thought it was his granddaddy.
You know, it might have been one of those.
Well, I mean, I hope he didn't have a 95-year-old uncle. Whoo! That's wild.
Yeah, the God dang it.
I hate that recipe of country, and a lot of people do it. And it's just a natural thing, but and Dale, like.
Oh, you're talking about Teresa, yeah, with the protecting the
protecting the legacy and stuff. Even when
Carrie wanted
to do his mobile home.
She sued his own damn son.
She sued him because he wanted to do the Earnhardt collection of trailers. And that's his damn last name.
I know.
And she's like, well, people are going to think you're talking about your dad. I was like, God.
He didn't find out until he was 13, 14 years old, but still, it's his name.
Yeah.
So what if he was? I mean.
I know.
Hello?
See, Swindell didn't even mention his daddy's name.
No, what was it? Yeah, like, come on, give your dad a shout
out. Yeah, give your daddy a shout out. I mean, I don't know any other Swindell. Greg Swindell, he played baseball in the 80s.
Turk
Wendell.
The wrong one.
You big goober. I mean, I'm not giving you a compliment either. I meant like dummy. All right.
Whoa, who's that hole?
Speaking of that, Paige.
Oh,
are
I
you
always hope that we kept going on about NASCAR.
You did.
I want to make sure we all get our heat mails in because I'm going last. And if we run out of time, I don't want to. It wouldn't be fair.
We're out of time.
All
sorry.
Right. Paige, I've hit sent, so it should be in your box. Is it in your box?
In my box.
Yeah.
What's in the box?
Yeah, what's in the box? Don't pre-read it. Just read it. We're all getting it. And Fat Boy, all the little, what is it called? All the HTMLs on there, you can see it's a real.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever that's called.
I'm going to read this as is. I'm not going to correct anything.
I know, because there's people have a tough time spelling things.
They do. It's a tough day today.
Yep. Nad Fat Boy over there.
And whatever they said to Big.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, did you get an answer?
He was Big. Listening. Hold on.
Big's always listening. He's awesome. Working and listening.
Read it. I can't. I said, I can't, man. He's like, I don't care. I'm. Oh, jeez.
What? He said, read it, though.
I'm reading his text.
Oh, okay. I don't know if you said the text.
He said, I don't care. I'm living rent-free in their, T-H-E-R-E, head. I'm living rent-free in their head of their emailing about me. No, that ain't helping.
No, don't say that.
I'm Big, I love you. I love you.
Big's awesome.
I'm living rent-free in their, like over there, of their emailing about me. I think he meant if they're. All right. Well, I'm going to give him a thumbs up on that.
All right. Big. No, I like his attitude.
No, keep with Big, and I'll have to read this.
All right. I'll read the damn Big email then. But you're going to read that one. Uh-oh. Because, yeah, it's only fair. Fat Boy's put his.
Why don't we do that? Why don't you read the Big, and then we'll come back, have enough time for both.
We may not both have heat time mails. For both.
Both That's heat mails. Look at it trying to squirm out of it. Look at this hole trying to squirm out of this.
Who's this hole?
Whoa, who's that hole?
All right.
Whoa.
There's no subject line. It just, and there's no greetings, no salutations or anything. It just start, and this was sent.
That's messed up.
Last Monday evening, so I guess this was after Monday's show, perhaps. Anyway, here it goes. Golly, Bill. Big Brown is slow. Did he wear a helmet growing up? Seriously, I don't know why we don't know this backstory on him. Funny guy with his phone sounds, not, but definitely strikes me as somebody who didn't graduate high school till his 20s. Love the show, though. P1 Aftershock.
What the hell?
Wait a minute, man.
Why are the heat on Big?
He immediately started out asking if he wore a helmet when he was growing up.
It's one sentence. Big Brown is slow, comma. Did he wear a helmet growing up? Question mark. Oh, seriously, I don't know why we don't know this backstory on him. Funny guy with his phone sounds, not. But definitely strikes me as someone who didn't graduate high school till his 20s. Oh, love the show, on. Though.
Big doesn't, he's funny.
He's a fun addition to
he's
the
never
show.
Struck yes. me as stupid.
No.
Oh, I mean, he can't smell worth a damn. He smells. Can't
smell either.
Well, he smells great, but he smells like hell.
You smell like hell.
Right. He gave me permission to do that.
People.
All right, Paige. No.
I didn't mean to laugh like Skeletor, but that was funny when you said he can't smell like hell.
He can't smell like hell.
He smells like hell.
He can't smell either. All right, I'm going to read this. What's up, Rise Guys? Question mark.
That's us.
Mm-hmm. I am so sick of Paige talking about her dead husband all the time. I'm fairly certain that she had something after that. I don't know what that means. But
I don't know what that means either. What does that mean?
I don't know.
You had something after that?
She has a boyfriend. She's so fake. She says she hasn't been with a guy in years. What a liar. I know she has a boyfriend who doesn't appreciate her harping about Chris. Get real, bitch. We hate you. Fake.
Jesus Christ. And that was...
They signed it, too, did they not? Quit touching your microphone.
Do you want me to sign that? Do you want me to say who did it? Okay.
Why protect them? They ripped you apart.
Okay. They ripped you a new one.
This is P1 Crescent alum Leslie. But it's spelled like Leslie.
I'm just gonna say. That shows you Big Brown's impersonating people now.
No,
that's lie.
Well,
why am I so fake? Fake.
I don't. First of all,
that was brutal.
Well, I hate to jump on the bandwagon, but that's how you spell Leslie.
Ellie, what'd you say it was? Leslie.
Leslie. She said.
Oh yeah, that is. I thought
that's
you said,
how you spell it.
I thought you said with a Z in there. Okay.
Leslie.
Yeah. Well, I take that back, Big Brown. I was going off bad information.
That right there is just plum meanness. Plum meanness.
God, it really is.
Do you have a boyfriend, though?
No.
Okay, well.
You got one that lives in the
They
drawer?
Said, yeah, no, you do.
I have a few that live in the bag.
Oh, my God.
I received. I have a thing that I put in my closet.
Oh,
that
yeah.
I was giving. No,
that's
no.
A gallon gun with doodles on it.
Now, Big Brown, are you calling me a jerk when you send this text of who's the gay guy from Doogie Howser?
Oh, Doogie Howser? Yeah. Neil Patrick Harris?
And Neil Patrick Harris, it's a jiffy of him holding his hand that says, "You're a jerk." And then
it sure
says,
wasn't Max Casella.
"I graduated when I was 17. Just want to put that out there." Yeah, me too, dude. Same. I had an early birthday as well. Les lie.
Let's lie.
The only thing that bothers me.
You'll take a break real quick. Just probably take a break.
Yeah, but I just forwarded Paige a second email I wanted to read real quick. It's one sentence.
All right.
Read it. Go. Read it.
I didn't get it.
Yeah, you did. It's entitled Second Email.
God, she's getting double heat. I love it. You see it?
Read it. She sees it.
I can't read
that. Fat boy, can you read it?
I'm thinking you could if it got, you know, if it's been through two filters already.
I'm not one of the filters.
What? I mean, you just saw it now, right?
I'm not reading that. That's nasty.
Ooh, she has to read it if it's nasty. I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, you do.
I'm not going to read it. It sounds hotter if she read it.
I don't know if we can say stink pickle hole. Let me ask, and then I'll come back, and we'll find out if we can read that. Good morning, everyone.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
$300 an autograph to, no. I mean, that's crazy.
Refigure.
All right, turns out we can't say stink pickle hole. So we will not.
Not if you say finger tickle before it.
Oh, yeah, my God.
You can't say it. You can't say
but
it.
She didn't say no, so.
Yeah.
You can read it.
I'm not. Nice. You've really gotten it the worst so far, though, Paige. For real.
I think she likes those. Riles her up a little bit.
Well.
When guys tell her what they want to do to her.
Women love that.
Especially Paige.
Women love that.
Like if he's going to give you, I'm going to give you an Indian rug burn on your arm, and I'm going to Charlie horse you.
You think especially like the women who are the more domineering ones in the partnership or whatever, like the ones that you'd say, oh, he's a simp or his balls are in her purse. But down deep sexually, he probably roughs her up a little bit. Like, and she likes it. Like,
yeah,
it's
but she tells him to.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't.
So he's not doing it on his own. She's right. Like, she's still the dom.
Yeah, she's still calling him a bitch when she's saying, pull my hair.
Yeah, she's like the grandma from Don't Be a Menace when she says he still hits like a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
That's how she gets him riled up.
Same one.
You hit like a bitch.
Okay, I'll read another, whatever email, and then we will not run out of time to read the one about me.
Cause that was brutal, though.
It's some heat mail, though, for real. All right, we'll read this one here. No further comments from Big, I don't believe.
Oh. About his thing. Poor Big.
Big.
Yeah.
Rent free in their head, Big. I'm with you, man.
My thumbs down is when he called me a jerk, because I think he's calling me a jerk. Okay. The subject line, taping your mouth shut. You think that's a heat mail, but it's not. This is what we're talking about. Sleep studies and stuff. Rise, guys, I couldn't believe what I'm hearing. Taping your mouth shut at night? Who came up with this, I thought? ? So I tried it. Remind me to never take your advice again. First off, it was not advice. It was something Fatboy read about people with possible asphyxiation during sleep.
Yeah, they want you to breathe with your nose more when you sleep, so they want you to tape your mouth shut.
Remind me to never take your advice again. My wife said I woke up looking like I lost a fight with a fruit roll-up. I just visualized that. Should have said I look like a donkey, licked my face all night, all the spit everywhere. Didn't end there, though. She said she woke up laughing because I was struggling to sleep because I couldn't breathe that well. She said it looked like I tried to kidnap myself. Because. I just got to read them and correct them and quit being a jerk. Because maybe I used too much tape on my mouth. I don't know. She was... God, y'all
what
can't
kind
read
of tape? What kind of tape? Is it duct tape or masking? I want to know.
She said it looked like I tried to kidnap myself because maybe I used too much tape on my mouth. I don't know. She was ripping my nuts over it though.
What?
She was ripping my nuts over it though.
She was.
So please don't ever suggest anything like this again ever. Brandon in Spartanburg.
Oh, Brandon.
Who's that email really from?
Big Brown, it sounds like.
Big Claws.
I don't know. She was ripping my nuts off though.
God. Does this ever mess with you personally? Like when you misread them, how they're written, does that creep into your
I
feel like it's making you mess up like.
Yeah, well, because. Yeah. It sounds like the way a northerner would say because.
Rips your nuts.
And I'm such a, like, I can look at a paragraph real quick and tell you you say there's a misspelled word in here. I can do it.
You're like an X-Man when it comes to
that. I can also read stuff and tell you AI wrote it. I did that to you the other day, Fatboy. I said, that's AI. I absolutely can tell you that was written by AI.
I don't like it either.
You can tell. Anything that tells you to, certain words in there that, like, people don't say those words.
It's need you just, to retrain your eye. Like, tell me if somebody's a man or not, or a woman.
Now that, I mean.
Train it that way.
Again, I think they, like, you're fine to change whatever you want about yourself or whatever, but I think you should have to wear a little amulet that has your the little sex symbol on it.
Okay.
Because I'm going to ask, like, did you have the surgery? Like,
yeah. You make me think of the big Mike meme I sent. I wish we could play that.
God dang it, man.
They took Michelle Obama talking on a podcast, but then they changed the voice. And the mouth matched exactly what she was saying. And it's like,
but the voice is,
man, it's hard out here being a woman. And you trying to dance and you got a dong flapping around in your pants. I'm like, God bless.
God, man.
A dong flapping around.
Brock's got to hate the Big Mike stuff.
Update. Oh, Big Brown. Not going to get mad about a keyboard warrior. And they have a P1 name that high schoolers talk about. What was the P1 name?
Upset. I'm sorry.
What was the P1 name? Aftershock.
Aftershock.
Oh, yeah. The video game. Okay. Well, you're a nerd for knowing that, Big.
I like that big. I like that attitude.
I know. Well, he's like, I call in and just try to be funny, and then people don't enjoy it and appreciate it. Screw him, Big. All right.
You know how these people get on
these.
Is
this your heat?
Yeah. It's long,
it's
but.
It's only fair.
I could tell by the subject line they were being a dick. The subject line is the Matt Man Show. Matt Man, I've listened to your show for over 15 years. I've stuck with you through all the different versions of yourself.
Nice.
What does that mean?
Artsy painter Matt Man, breakdancer Matt Man, deadhead Matt Man. That one didn't last long, thank God. That was also during college years, so
yeah,
eat one.
I never saw a deadhead Matt Man, but that would be cool.
Now, here we are, smack dab in the middle of Cowboy Matt Man 2.0. You already tried this cowboy shtick years ago, wore boots for... No, I didn't. I never wore boots for 2 weeks, claims you were living off the land. Not true. Then bailed the second your jeans got dirty. But this time, it's worse. Now we've got daily stories about your goats, your damn turkey, and a donkey with a name that sounds like a cartoon sidekick. It's Banjo. I tune That's in to hear cute. Wild callers. Hot takes. Fat boy sniffing hand sanitizer. Not a rundown of how many eggs your chicken laid or what kind of mood Otis is in. At this point, you're sounding like you're auditioning to be the new face of Tractor Supply. I wouldn't be surprised if your next big endorsement's some off-brand feed bucket. Matt Man recommends it, and so does Banjo the Donkey. Give me a freaking break. This ain't farm radio. We get it. You have a new hobby, just like all your other ones. This will fade out the second you remember you're not actually cut out from manual labor. Stick to what made the show good. Your dumb arguments, your weird-ass callers, and roasting Fat Boy in his rock-hard belly. Leave the farm talk for the local 4-H newsletter. And he signs his name, Ricky Dalton. Ricky with an IE, so I don't know if that's a man or a woman. Ricky with an IE. Not being sexualizing or whatever, but Ricky. Oh, Ricky, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Ricky, is that a man or a woman?
Hey, Ricky.
Welford, South Carolina. P.S. If Donald the Turkey gets his own segment, I'm done with your show.
Oh, I'm not.
Wow, man. You know, you're damned if you do in this
really
line
are.
Of work. You really are. You want to share things.
It's not a hobby if it's like real animals involved. I don't know how you quit.
This ain't something that's just going to like fade away. This is something I'm... You know, pretty. And also, thanks for keeping up, pal. But I have two turkeys now. I just flipped off the microphone.
Two boys or
no?
Boys.
We got
to make babies.
See, it's so weird because
baby turkeys.
We have the one turkey, Donald. Mm-hmm. That it's a boy, and he thinks he's a chicken. He only hangs out with the chickens because I think he looks down and again sees his feet and doohickey here, Ricky, man or woman, he's got to be hating this, but.
Doohickey Ricky.
He was just flocked with the chickens and a couple of the ducks. But ducks and chickens, they're like doctors and chiropractors.
How do you tell the difference in the sex of turkeys?
Is this a punchline I'm setting you up for, or are you asking a real question? Dude, I got a goat right now that I thought was a girl goat and might be pregnant because his balls are so huge. I mean, like monstrous.
Send me a picture.
Well, that means he's horny.
Okay,
because
weirdo.
He's the white goat, and his beard is yellow, so it means he's peeing on his face, which means he's horny. Yeah. That's what it means.
What if it means when I pee on his face?
I thought he started smoking. It means if you're peeing on his face, he got stung by a jellyfish.
Stop.
From last week. That was good. You pee on the jellyfish.
So you can feel free to kiss my ass, and I don't care if Ricky's a man or a woman.
Plus, this is gonna sound dickish, but it's really a help to you. Like, you don't have to do it every day, so it's not like you're gonna get tired from it or like, well, I don't want to do this anymore.
Well, that's true. That is true. And yes.
So I hope it works out.
I felt that you were sliding me a little bit when you said that, but I get it.
So it's backhanded compliments. Like, it's still like positive.
Yeah.
But like, if you had to do like every day, you probably wouldn't want to do it.
No. I would probably try to find me an immigrant.
No. I wouldn't want to do it. That's a lot of work. I just grew up doing it with a few goats and a couple mules.
I used to have to, when I spent summer in Illinois, I'd have to get up and feed those horses every single day in the morning.
Mucking sucks.
Bucking and mucking both suck.
Mucking.
Well, so you got to spread hay. You got to throw seed. Mm-hmm. If your goats get diarrhea, you got to rub the castor oil on their back legs.
Nope.
All that stuff.
That's an old wives' tale. That is an old wives' tale. You really don't have to do that. But anyway, so long story short, suck it, Ricky. But Donald, the male turkey, we named the female turkey Daisy.
Oh, you got him a bitch turkey?
Donald and Daisy turkey. And Donald, again, thinks he's a chicken, so he's having nothing to do with Daisy the turkey. So she's over there like by herself. Like, it's poor Jim Daisy. Crow, and she's over there by herself, and they won't let her in the coop.
She likes it.
It's weird.
You should get Daisy a boyfriend then. And then
she's got one.
He doesn't.
But Fat Boy's right, though. He treats her like crap, just like white women. Y'all love it.
Yeah.
Black women, too, probably.
I'm sure
he's no simp.
All women.
Maybe she had a happier existence at the other farm, and now she's unhappy because she put her with them.
She loves being ignored.
Other farm, it's a turkey, Paige. It's a turkey farm.
I feel like you missed a couple details in there.
But maybe she had friends at the turkey farm. Maybe
you hear what this hole just said to me.
Look at this. Who's this hole?
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
The Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Ow! Become a P1.
Whoa,
this is the Rise Guys Morning Show.